This is Brenda Best. I got a little song for you. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Jody Passantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time for the Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Passantino, and now here's the host of your show, Josie Passantino.
Hey everyone, I can't help but sing and tap my toes to that opening song. I like it. Oh, and Brenda Best, who does that wonderful "Let's Get It On." That one, the Josie's playing that song. See, genius. But hey, everyone, you're listening to the Josie Show. I'm pretty hyper right now, so please excuse any craziness. I have some soda next to me that could be a problem. But I hope everyone is having a wonderful Friday. Thank goodness for Friday. So, yes, we have a very, very exciting show tonight. But let me first see if everyone in the chat room can hear us all okay, all good. I think people can hear us. Awesome. So here's what we'll do in the next hour or so. I have our new sponsor and great singer-songwriter, Gary W. Brockway, joining me tonight. And make sure you tune in to Josie's Hard Country this Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone, USA. My guest will be singer-songwriter Jimmy Charles. It's going to be a rockin' show, so make sure you check me out on there as well. And you can tune in at thesouthernstar.org. There's so many links, it's confusing. But yes, thesouthernstar.org, and you could check out that show as well. And as you know, we love to try and keep you updated on the guests that we have had on our show. So I wanted to give a humongo congratulations to former guest Jason Lee Davis. His song Rollin' On, which he co-wrote with Jenny Strickland, I hope I'm saying that right, was added onto a CD for the Cancer Society of America. And this song was performed by the late Bobby Hood. And the CD is called Country for a Cure. And all the money goes to the American Cancer Society. And we'll give a lot more details as that becomes available. And so, humongous, great job, Jason, and for a great cause, too. We are so proud of you here today. Yeah. That was a good cause. Amazing work. And so now, let's see here. Is our guest arrived? I just got the thumbs up that our guest is in the building or in the phone speakers. Everyone, please welcome amazing singer-songwriter Gary Brockway to the show. Woohoo!
Thank you.
Hello, Gary, you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes,
can you hear me?
We hear you loud and clear. How are you?
Very good, thank you. This is so cool.
Thank you.
I
am so excited.
Me too. I appreciate this opportunity, like I told you before. This is kind of cool.
Oh, thank you. It is my pleasure. I'm very excited. I've been looking forward to chatting with you a little bit and getting to know you a little bit better and about the music. So I'm very excited.
That's cool. I'm ready.
All right. So let's start out here to get to know you a little better. What age did you start singing and doing everything that you're doing?
To be honest with you, when I saw Elvis's first movie, Love Me Tender.
Really?
Yeah, I walked out of theaters just singing the song, not knowing if I was right on key or not, but
and then you just caught the bug.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's so cool. And then right there was when you realized that singing was just what you wanted to do. Nothing else. You love this.
Pretty much, yeah. I said, man, I got to do that. I got to really do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But After that, you know, I didn't do anything until, like, in my later teens, maybe early 20s. I started hanging out and, excuse me, going to jamborees and some live bands. Oh, yeah, this is really cool, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you mostly sing country and bluegrass, right?
I can do, I can sing or play, like, oldies, classic rock, and some country and bluegrass, yes.
Ooh, that's so cool.
Thank you.
You love everything.
Pretty much. I even like, you know, some classical music, too. I like listening to that. It's very soothing.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you on that. So that's, I love that you like all kinds of genres. That's very important, I think. That's cool.
I think that's cool, too. I'd like to keep my, you know, some people keep their mind on one set thing, and I'm not like that. I've always been that way since I was, since I was a kid, I guess.
Same here. And I also, I believe, tell me if I'm correct, that you play instruments as well, right?
Yes, I do. I started out playing bass for a long time.
Really?
I played bass for about 35 years, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. And do you play more instruments, or is that like the main one?
My main one was the bass, but now my main instrument now is my guitar. And then, I kind of love that. But through the years, through the years, you know, everybody tries a different thing. Well, I dabbled in drums, which wasn't too cool. I wasn't really that good at it. But, you know.
Well, at least you tried, new things. I think that's really cool. And with guitar and bass, did you teach yourself or did you take lessons?
Actually, my father taught me three chords. Three easy chords was G, C, and D, and the rest I picked up myself.
Very, very neat. That helps.
Thank you. That probably
helps with, like, the songwriting and the music.
Pretty much. And keeping an open ear to all kinds of genres, like you said. You know, you got to keep your ear open. So kind of like,
kind of like
mix everything up a little bit sometimes. You know, that's kind of cool.
Right. keep it fresh for the audience. Absolutely.
That's so true. That is so true.
Yeah, absolutely. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really, really look up to?
Well, I got two people I could say. Jimi Hendrix is one.
Mm-hmm.
And Stevie Ray Vaughan's another.
Nice. Perfect. Absolutely.
I really actually saw Jimi Hendrix play.
Oh, really?
It was like the coolest thing I ever saw in my life. He was like the hugest person in my life, you know. I won tickets to see a show. And I was like five rows from the front. You could reach out and touch the man. I was like, and my jaw just dropped watching this guy talk and play the guitar. He played the guitar left-handed, but it wasn't left-handed made for him. He flipped it over and played it that way. Incredible.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Yeah,
it was awesome, man. Yes, it is. So I got to say, those two guys are my biggest two influences.
Oh, yeah. Very, very neat. And let's talk a little bit about you, because your music. Let's talk about your music, because I'm getting ready to play your song, Kimberly Joe.
Okay.
But first, can you tell us a little bit about this song?
Well, the title came up from one of my an ex-girlfriend back east before I came down here. Her name was Kimberly Joe. I kind of like that title. But I had this music going in my head like every day. I said, okay, I like that. So actually that song is co-written by a friend of mine, Carmen Taylor. She's a big writer she loves working with independent writers. So her and I put that song together, but mostly the music was my idea.
Cool. I like it. Well, let's not delay. Let's play this now for our audience, because I know they are going to enjoy it. So let's play Kimberly Joe, and we'll be right back, all right?
Cool.
All right. Here we go.
Kimberly Joe, Miss Kimberly Joe. Yes, I don't know, where did you go, Miss Kimberly Joe? Don't you know, I love you so, Kimberly Joe.
Everybody, that was Kimberly Joe by Gary Brockway. I think we had a little trouble with the MP3, might have been corrupt or something crazy like that during the mail.
Yeah.
So, Gary, if you send that to us again, we'll play it like next week or something. We'll try and get it and make sure it sounds good. No, it's not a problem. Put you back to the interview here, and hopefully we get the rest of your songs playing good for everybody. All right, here you go.
Me too. Oh, man, I'm so embarrassed about that.
No problem. We've had that problem before. I don't think it's the MP3. I think it's more like on the equipment. It gets all like crazy. But we will try to send it to us again, and we'll try to fix it up a little, okay?
I appreciate it. Oh, you mean so it's Alan's fault?
Alan. No, that's funny.
Okay.
I love it. But yes, we'll definitely play it next week for everybody.
I really
no
don't
problem.
That really isn't.
So everyone check
thank you.
Check them out.
NBRN.FM Nashville. They play some music of mine too.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, that's also an internet radio station too.
Always easy. That's the easiest. Very cool. Awesome. So everyone check that out. And I want to mention, I would love to see you perform one of these days. That would be super, super cool. But what could people expect when they come out and see you play? What could we expect?
I'm kind of a laid-back guy. When I'm in a band, I'm different. Yeah, I'm kind of a laid-back guy by myself. But when I'm in a band, I'm kind of like a totally different person. You know, like I got to get a wireless setup on me, and I'll just walk out to the audience, you know, and play my guitar, walk around, you know, and say hi to them while I'm playing. But when I'm by myself, I just, you know, sit on a stool and, you know, do acoustic stuff.
Awesome. So very calm, very nice show. And plus it's probably very, like, you probably, you know, really connect with the fans, the audience, which is really important.
I try to, yes. Yeah, I try to.
Awesome. So how about we try to play your next song, Most of All? And if it is crazy, then I'm like asking my producer, is it okay if we'll just cut back out and then we'll just play it next week if it gets all messed up again, okay?
Sure. That's fine with me, sure.
All right. So let's play Most of All and we'll be right back.
I still feel the same way. Haven't changed much, I'm still the same. How've you been? How's your mother these days? Hope she's doing better during the holidays. I know how it feels to be alone. No one's there when you get home. Understand completely, been down that road. She'll be okay, she'll make it on her own. While you're here, I think about you all the time. Just can't get you out of my mind. All the time together was sure divine. Most of all, I know you'll never be mine. Most of all, I know you'll never be mine.
time flies. We don't talk much since our tear-filled goodbyes. It hasn't been easy for either you or I. Most of all, I miss your baby blue eyes. While you're here, I think about you all the time. Just can't get you out of my mind. Our little time together was sure divine. Most of all, I know you'll never be mine. While you're here, I think about you all the time. Just can't get you out of my mind. Our little time together sure was divine. Most of all, I know you'll never be mine. Most of all, I know you'll never be mine.
Yeah, and that was Most of All by Gary Brockway, and that sounded really, really good. It didn't get all messed up on our equipment. It was perfect. I love it. Great song, great song. And so are you currently working on any other projects you could tell us about? Ooh, hello? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, we there?
Oh, there we are. Okay, hey, hey. I'm like, whoa, where'd you go?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you loud and clear now. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
We're having some techie difficulties, people. Please.
I know. I get those too, you know.
Yes. Okay. You never know what will happen live.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand that completely.
Oh, yeah. So where were we? Great song. And are you currently working on any other projects you could tell us about?
Yes. I'm working on another instrumental that I did like a long time ago. So I redid it into a kind of like a blues form.
Cool.
More
sweet.
More on the blues side.
Bluesy. I like you.
Thank you. I'm going to have to send you a big band song that I wrote to a couple years back.
Oh, yes, please.
It's got horns in it and stuff like that. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Please send it to us. That would be amazing.
I would appreciate that. That would be cool.
Oh, I would appreciate that. Very, very cool. And I have to ask you a fun, fun question here. I love this question, but have you had any, like, onstage embarrassing moments that you could share with us?
I've had a couple, yes.
Ooh, share.
One time we had a booking agent. Where I had a booking agent, and he booked us into this club, not knowing what the outcome was going to be. And we're all set up, and everybody's, you know, there, and we're playing country. And he ended up booking us into a hard rock club.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh, man.
We didn't do well. We didn't do well at all. The guy paid us for the half the night that we left, yeah. And then there was another time where we had all this advertising on the radio and posters up for where we were going to play, and nobody showed up at all.
Are you, like, serious?
Pardon?
Are you serious?
Nobody showed up, yeah.
Oh,
and
that's not cool.
And we advertised on local radio, you know, all kinds of things, and it was like, okay, now what? So we played the whole night anyway, and we still got paid, but it was kind of like real sad. It was more of a sad thing.
Well, at least you had fun, and you got paid, so it's not bad.
That's true.
That's funny. Very, very cool. Well, you haven't had any, like, really crazy ones. Like, I've heard of, like, falling and, like, I think maybe the other day there was someone that was talking about they had a water bottle and exploded all over them. So I'm glad you haven't had any of those crazy things. Yeah.
No, nothing like that. No, thank God. No.
Okay, good.
I mean,
good.
I played it a few clubs when it got a little rowdy, but that's about it, you know. Yeah.
Well, okay, not bad. Not the worst. So that's good. That's good. So let's play your next song here. Let's play Nowhere, and we'll be right back.
Cool, thanks.
Anytime. Here it is. That was Nowhere. So I have a fun question for you. So what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music?
I like to go to live concerts, you know, see some live shows.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I've seen some pretty cool ones last year.
Oh, really? Which ones did you see?
I saw Marty Stewart. He walked right up to me and shook my hand, you know, called me brother. I've met him before. He's really the coolest dude I've ever seen. Yeah. And the Bellamy Brothers, we saw the Bellamy Brothers up close. I mean, it was unreal.
That's so cool. That is so cool. Especially since you got to shake, like, one of their hands. That's, like, really cool.
I'd be
starstruck.
Well, when I first saw Marty Stewart
and
played the State Fairgrounds, and I guess he had, like, six or seven guys playing with him. It was like, oh, wow, this guy sounded great. Then I worked in a band where we opened up for him. And I was getting off the stage, you know, for a sound check, getting ready to go get a drink, and I bumped right into him. I said, oh, man, how you doing? I said, oh, hey, man, how's it going? He called me brother again. Yeah, he called me my brother. He's like the coolest man I ever saw in my life.
Sweet. Well, that is awesome.
Yeah,
I love it.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just wondering who you would like to see in concert, like your next concert. Who would you love to see? That's so cool.
Well, I am going to go see Willie Nelson soon. Next month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like him. I've never met the guy. My sister and my brother-in-law, I've seen him play before, like a long time ago. So, oh, this is unreal. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Oh, totally. That's so cool. Let's see. Oh, there's a question in the chat room that I don't want to lose. And I just lost it. Oh, if you could open for anyone, who would it be and where would you like to play? If you could open for anyone, who would it be and where would you like to play?
It would be Willie Nelson, of course.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. I would like to open up one of these days.
So. I agree. Time to start that petition.
Yeah, really.
That's awesome.
He plays all over, so any of those places, any of those venues, I would like to be there.
Absolutely. Do you like the outdoor venues the best, or do you like the indoor one?
I love the outdoor venue more. I love the outdoors anyway, so yeah, I love the outdoor stuff.
Oh yeah, when I go to concerts, I love the outdoors. I love the outdoors ones. Those are my favorite.
Right, because the sound quality is so much different than inside than it is outside.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah,
there's another question.
Cool.
I'm sorry. Ooh. Oh, I don't want to lose it. There's a question. Another question in the chat room. I'm sorry. It's which would you prefer, riding a mechanical bull or a live horse?
A live horse any day of the week.
Fun question and good answer.
Yeah,
me too.
Give me a
mechanical bull,
that
sounds dangerous.
Yeah, I'd probably break every bone in my body.
Me too. That's crazy. Good question. Alan in the chat room says, what's your favorite ice cream?
Oh, it's got to be chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Chocolate for the win.
Yep. Well, let me ask you a question.
I love questions.
So who's your idols? I mean, who do you look up to, and how did you want to be a recording artist or whatever?
Oh, that's easy. Miranda Lambert.
Oh, there you go. My girl. I love her, too. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love her. She is awesome. Like, I have that, like, I love her, like, rough kind of country twang, I guess you can call it, and it's
right.
Awesome. It's so cool.
You know, like, she's kind of like on the outlaw girl side.
Yeah. Seriously.
So to speak. Yeah.
She rocks.
Like
and, of course, Blake Shelton. And
definitely of course.
Too. Yes. You can't say one without the other.
There you go. I like Blake, too.
Oh, totally. Oh, yeah. She totally makes it look so much fun, and that's what I want. I wanted to do what she did.
You just might be doing that to yourself, you know.
Thank you. Yes, it was so much fun, especially going into the studio for the first time to record my single. It was crazy. I felt like a kid in the candy store. I did not know what to touch first. It was awesome.
I would be the same way, you know. It's really.
Oh yeah, it was so much fun, and I was like really crazy nervous though.
Well, I'm sure you were. It's your first time doing that, so I can understand that. Yeah.
Right,
I
right.
Get nervous.
And when you record your songs, do you get, like, nervous or, you know, just you don't?
No, I got my own little, all those sounds and songs, all my music that I do, I record here in my bedroom.
Really?
At night.
Nobody
can hear me, and I'm so relaxed, and I take my time. I don't hurry up and rush a song or
mm-hmm.
I hear something, you know. So it's more like
kind
of very relaxing for me to do.
I think that's the best because you're in your own, you know, space and you're much more calm, so you get the best product. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I've done some other things before. Excuse me. I recorded some earlier stuff with some earlier recorders, and some of the sound quality wasn't that good. So that's because you hurry up. You know, like I would record our old band. They wanted to hurry up and get it all done. I said, well, you know, stuff takes time. So then when you get it, so when you hurry up, you know, the thing is you get what you pay for. Well, that's what happens. You know, it don't turn out good.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. I'm more critical of my own self than I am of anything else. You know?
I think too, it's easier to, you know, be able to do it yourself and, you know, get it how you want it, and then also you're in a very comfortable environment. I think that's really important too.
Right. Also, mm-hmm. too, I have two big critics here, so anytime I get done with a song, I'll play it back for my sister and my brother-in-law and say, okay, how's it sound? And say, oh, man, it sounds good, or you know, or something like that. So
yeah.
They're right. I play it back for them first before I get thinking, okay, I could do better on this, or this would be a little bit better to do, or something like that, you know?
Right, right. Well, it's good that you have, you know, some people that will give you feedback, too. You know, good and bad.
Well, you got to take the good with the bad, you know, vice versa.
Right, right, exactly. Very, very important. And let's play, before I forget here, I want to play, we're actually going to play your song, Stories, a little bit later tonight, but right now, let's play Paint a Picture. How about
that? Cool. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. Here it is, Paint a Picture by Gary Brockway. Let's play that right now.
Do I have to paint a picture to show my love for you? Write it in the Holy Scripture and place it on every pew. I could put it in the papers for the whole world to see. Do I have to paint a picture? You'll know my love was meant to be. Why does it have to be so hard to show you I'm your man? We fight with no holds barred and muddle through the best we can. We all make mistakes, dear. Remember, I'm only just a man. Don't believe everything you hear. Sometimes I just don't understand. Do I have to paint a picture to show my love for you? Write it in the Holy Scripture and place it on every pew. I could put it in the papers for the whole world to see. Do I have to paint a picture? You'll know my love was meant to be.
By Gary Brockway. And Gary, we actually ran out of time, but I have to thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with us, and you know you're always welcome. Ooh, hello? Are you having another problem? Oh, gooseness.
I'm here. Hello?
Oh, there we go. There we go.
I appreciate what you're doing. I really do. This means a lot. This meant a whole lot to me. I never would have thought I'd be doing something like this, you know, and that ever.
Oh, it is my pleasure. I had, like, so, so much fun talking to you. You're so down to earth and such a great guy, and I hope everybody checks out your music, Reverb Nation, right? I think
yes,
that's where.
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect. And we'll post links at the end of the show so people could listen to your music and all that fun stuff. And also remember that the show is going to be archived on our page, and it'll stay up there forever and ever until I'm, like, 80. So make sure you check it out. Yes. And so then we can look back and see how silly we were. But, Gary, I have to thank you so, so much once again. And you keep in touch, and I'd love to have you back on.
Oh, thank you. That'd be great. Hopefully I have some new songs for you.
Yes. And you have right when you do, you have to send them so we can check them out and promote them, okay?
You got it. That sounds great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I love you guys.
Awesome. Anytime. And your song Stories is going to actually close us out tonight. So that's exciting.
Oh, cool. Thank you. That's cool.
Anytime. So we will talk to you soon and have a great rest of your night. Woohoo! It's Friday.
You just made my night. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You're so awesome. I love it. Oh, he's so sweet. Oh, Gary Brockway. That's awesome. Yes, he is. So, so kind, and I have to thank him so, so much once again. And also, everyone, I want to mention before we close off the show here, goodness, I want to mention our wonderful upcoming guests that we have. We have a lot, actually, coming up. So on April 6th will be my guest, Colt Bradley and Juke West. And on April 13th, my guests will be Katie Bell Aiken and the Abrams Brothers. And then on April 20th, I bring you Billy Curtis and Mandy Price. Then on April 27th, my guests are Mark Bray and Rod Richmond. And we're confirming a bunch more bookings. So keep checking out the homepage of our site to see the many upcoming artists we will be featuring each week. And we're currently booking for May as well. So if you would like to be featured on the show, please email Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com, or go to the contacts tab on our site at josieshow.com and send us a message. We would love to hear from you. So, yes, and also remember, after the show, we're going to post the links for Gary Brockway on our Twitter and Facebook, so keep a check out for those. And also remember, on our website, josieshow.com, we have wonderful, all these tabs with great features like Ask Josie, where you can ask me many questions and I'll respond. That's a lot of fun. And also we have our own little store with my face on, some jewelry and some shirts and hats and iPhone cases and purses. It's crazy. And bowls. I mean, everything. Cups. It's amazing. So check that out. And also remember, you can get archives on, of course, our website, but also YouTube, iTunes, and Zune. And also check out our Facebook page. And all you have to do is type in the Josie Show and we should pop up. And also twitter.com/Josie Show. So, yes. And also, if you would like to advertise on radio for an incredible price, we're going to be offering an unbelievable advertising deal. So email our producer at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com for all of the details. You'll get advertising on the show for one unbelievable price. So send an email for details to Tina at josieshow.com or just click on our sponsors page to sign right up. So, yes, I am super, super excited because we had a wonderful, wonderful show. And I have to thank Gary Brockway again. And I will talk to you guys next Friday. But until then, hope you guys have a great, great rest of your night and also have a great weekend. And have fun, be safe, and we will talk to you guys next Friday. Woo! Yeah. Oh, but first, remember, we're going to close off the show. Here with Stories by Gary Brockway. So everyone, here it is. Good night, everyone. Yeah.
I remember back when we were kids, had a lot of fun because that's what we did. It was a simple time living back then. But a bedtime story is what I miss. My sister made sure we were all our rooms. No one got out of line, that was the room. She came in with a smile and all of her glory. She said it's time for a bedtime story. She made sure it wasn't too scary or funny enough to hurt our bellies. I miss those times of innocence and worry and her renditions of her bedtime story. Now we're all grown up and moved away. I try to go and visit my dad's resting place. My sister married a great guy named Ray, who's living her bedtime stories these days. She made sure it wasn't too scary or funny enough to hurt our bellies. I miss those times of innocence and worry, her renditions of her bedtime story. Renditions of her bedtime story.
Josie out.